This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Brewers and Cubs go to winner-take-all Game 5 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers once led this series 2-0, but the Cubs have dug themselves back into the picture, blanking the Brewers 6-0 last night to even that series at 2-2. Now, how do the Brewers get the momentum back to save their season?
It's something that you can't force. Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field, and the Cubs earned it. They had their backs against the wall, and they played great these last 2 games. They pitched great. They played great defense. They hit in the clutch. They hit homers. They're built to be great. Hopefully, the tables will turn when we get into Game 5 at our place.
That's manager Pat Murphy. Winner gets a date with the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Packers take on the Bengals on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Tight end Tucker Kraft said offensively, they're hoping to pick up where they left off in Dallas.
We didn't win the game, but we put up 40 points.
Right.
So that's the mindset, as weird as it may sound, but the process of that over the result of the game. You know, we were out there making some great plays. So let's not take that away from the fact that we didn't win the game. Let's carry that into the next week.
Football Badgers look to end a 3-game losing streak against Iowa when the two teams hook up at Camp Randall tomorrow night. Big Ten volleyball, the Badgers shooting for their 11th straight win. They'll take on Penn State on the road tonight against the defending NCAA champions. Top-ranked and unbeaten Wisconsin women's hockey team returning to action this weekend. They'll take on rival Minnesota Duluth in the first of a 2-game series at LeBron Arena tonight. The Badger men have the weekend off. They knocked off the U.S. Under-18 national program 6-0 in an exhibition at the Kohl Center last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.